I'm going to read without your turning to it two verses read a while ago. These verses are several verses apart. Walk, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I think I speak for you when I say this. God in heaven knows I speak for myself. I want to have love. On the top of my prayer list are three things. For years, these three things have topped my prayer list for decades. Love, wisdom, power. Love, wisdom, power. That's why every day of my life, I read some of the Psalms, some of the Proverbs, and some of the Book of Acts. From the Psalms, I glean love. From the Proverbs, I find wisdom. And from the Book of Acts, I find power. With all of my heart, and I think I speak for you, I want to be a person of love. And I want to know how to obtain that love. With all of my heart, I want to be a person who has joy. I really do. I don't want to be a gloom spreader. I don't want to be a pity partier. I want to have the joy of Christ in my soul. With all of my heart tonight, and I know I speak for most of you, I want to be peaceable and peaceful. You probably don't believe this, and you don't know it if you do believe it, but I doubt if there's a person alive that detests strife more than I do. By nature, I'm not a fighter. I don't enjoy fighting. I'm willing to fight. I don't want to. I used to tell Brother Lester Roloff, by nature, he's a fighter. He never was happy unless he's fighting. I used to tell him, Brother Lester, if a bullet came through this room right now, you'd jump in front of it. If a bullet came through this room right now, I'd jump under the table. I've always said I'd rather be in the Guinness Book of Records than the Fox's Book of Martyrs. I'm not unwilling to fight for God and fight for what's right. But I doubt if there's anybody in the world loves peace any more than I do. I doubt if there's anybody in the world that dislikes a fuss. And I doubt there's a preacher in the world who, when he preaches a hard sermon like I preached last Sunday night, hurts any more when he gets through than I do. I want to have peace. I want to be a peace possessor. I want to be a peacemaker. I want to have that part of the fruit of the Spirit. With all of my heart tonight, I want to have long-suffering. The word long-suffering is a very interesting word in the Greek. It means long-tempered. It's just the opposite of short-tempered. You say he's got a short temper. Long-suffering means he's got a long temper. That doesn't mean he has it a long time. It means it's a long time before he loses it, expresses it, or shows it. He has a long temper or long suffering. And I don't want to be the kind of fella that flies off the handle. You heard the story, and I shouldn't take time to tell this, but it's you heard it so many times. But about the parrot that went out and he found some bologna. And he ate a whole long roll of bologna. And he got so tired he flew out on the handle of the pump on the well in the backyard of the farm and stayed there on the handle. All of a sudden a storm came up and the storm hit that handle and he flew off of it. And when he flew off of it, the handle hit him in the head. Knocked his feathers out, and as he came back to the farmhouse, he said to the farmer, he says, "You're full of baloney. Don't be flying off the handle." If you like that joke, I've got some property in Arizona I'd like to sell you also after the service. Come by the office. But I don't want to be the kind that flies off the handle easily. I want to have a long temper. I know I speak for most of you when I say that I want to be kind. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness, and I want to be kind. With all of my heart, I want to be good. With all of my heart, I want to live by faith. With all of my heart, I want to be meek, and I want to be temperate in all things. Now, if I could tonight find out how to have love, or help you to find, and you want it. Those of you that hate, you don't want to hate, you want to love. Those of you who are Typhoid Marys and cloud bearers, you don't want to be gloomy, and you don't want to be negative. You don't want to be critical. You want to have joy. You want to have it. Even though you don't have it, you want to have it. And those of us that are quick-tempered, we want to correct our temper and control our temper and be patient and have long-suffering or long temper. We want to be kind. If we're not kind, we want to be kind. If we're not good, we want to be good. And if we do not live by faith, we know we should and wish we could. And envy those who do. And if we are not meek, we want to be meek. And if we're not temperate, we wish we were. There's not a person here tonight, and I join the crowd tonight, who's a few pounds overweight. And all of us, most of us, are a few pounds overweight. How I thank God, especially at this time of the year, for Sansevieria trousers. I have not been as temperate in my eating as I should be. Now, I've not gained a lot of weight, but if you could see how my waistband is put together tonight on these trousers, you'd laugh. When I realize how it is, I weep. But those of us who are maybe guilty of being a little bit intemperate, we want to be temperate. And everybody in this room that's overweight is going on a diet tomorrow. But if I could figure some way, now tonight, I'm going to talk to you on the only real way that you can have joy. And the only real way that you can be peaceable and peaceful. And the only real way that you can be long-tempered. And the only real way that you can be kind and good and live by faith and be meek and have temperance. Now, what does it mean here? When it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. What does it mean? Now, it does. When the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit, listen now, it does not say the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, it's not like the fruits of a fruit basket are oranges, bananas, apples, peaches, apricots, plums, and so forth. No, these things listed here, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faith, and meekness, and temperance, these things are not 9 different kinds of fruit. Okay, somebody says, okay, what does it mean? It's 1 fruit and 9 parts. Now, that's not true. It's not 1 fruit with 9 parts. If that's the case, there's a grammatical error here. The fruit of the Spirit is, and it lists several things, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and so forth. Now, then what does it mean? If it's not 9 different fruits or types of fruit, and it's not 9 parts of the same fruit, what is it? You listen carefully. I'm going to teach you something, Probably you never heard in your life before. The fruit of the Spirit is love. It's got to be, if it's good grammar, the is there does not denote a plurality to follow. So the fruit of the Spirit is, now it's talking about many fruit, it'd say the fruits are, or the types of fruit are. But it says the fruit is. Now it's got to be followed by singular to be grammatically correct. Now here's what it means. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Now that's first. Now the next eight things, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, are all a part of love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. But now, joy is love's consciousness. Peace is love's serenity. Long-suffering is love's attitude. Kindness is love's personality. Goodness is love's behavior. Faith is love's stability. Meekness is love's predictability. And temperance is love's restraint. Now, what I'm saying is this. To be grammatically correct, it's got to be the fruit of the Spirit is, and it must be a singular. So what is it? The fruit of the Spirit is... You could put the sentence like this. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Parenthesis. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and goodness, faith, and meekness and temperance. In parenthesis. Listen now. So the list here is not a list of the part of a fruit. The fruit is love. But the list here is the parts of love. Joy is a part of love. You don't love, you can't have joy. Peace is a part of love. You don't love, you will not have peace. Peace or long-suffering is a part of love. You don't have love, you will not have patience. Kindness is a part of love. You don't have love, you won't be kind. Goodness is a part of love. It's love that prompts goodness. Faith is part of love. You don't love, you won't have faith or faithfulness. Meekness is part of love. You don't love, you won't be meek. Temperance is part of love. Now listen to me carefully. There are two words you've got to remember to have the fruit of the Spirit or to have these things that are listed after the fruit of the Spirit. If you want to have joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faith or gentleness, if you want to have those things, now listen carefully, if you want to have them, then you are going to have love. For love is the orchestra, and these eight other things are the instruments that play in the orchestra. So the fruit of the Spirit is love. Did not the Lord Jesus say, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you what? Love one another. Of the themes that men have known, are you listening, young people? Are you listening? One supremely stands alone. Love. Listen to me. There is nothing needed in this old world tonight like the love of Christ. Now, that means this. If the fruit of the Spirit is love, then if you have joy, you get love, you'll have joy. Because joy is a part of love. Are you following me? All right? If you want to have peace, you get love. You don't have peace by looking for peace. You have peace by getting love because peace is in love. You don't get long-suffering by seeking long-suffering. You get long-suffering by getting love because long-suffering is a part of love. You don't get goodness by trying to be good. You get goodness by getting love because goodness is a part of love. You don't get meekness by trying to be meek. You get meekness by getting love because meekness is part of love. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, period. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Parenthesis. What is love? Love is peace. Love is long-suffering. Love is kindness or gentleness. Love is goodness. Love is faith. Love is meekness. Love is temperance. And these are all a part of the orchestra, and the orchestra is called love. Now, wait a minute.
You say then, what do I do? Seek love? No, you do not seek love. You go back beyond that. The secret is to walk in the Spirit. For if you walk in the Spirit, you'll possess the fruit of the Spirit. And if you possess the fruit of the Spirit, you'll have love. And if you possess true love, you'll possess all other eight ingredients of love, which is love, and which is peace, joy, peace, long-suffering, and gentleness, and goodness, and faith, and meekness, and temperance. That means nobody in this room tonight is ever going to have joy but trying to have joy. You won't get it. You have joy because you get love, but you won't have love because you try to have love. You have love because you walk in the Spirit. So you walk in the Spirit, that brings the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit brings love. And love brings joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, goodness, meekness, temperance, and so forth. Now listen to me. There is no need in this room tonight. There's no need in this room tonight like the need of walking in the Spirit. Let me tell you why you gossip. It's because you don't walk in the Spirit. Let me tell you why you're discouraged. It's because you don't walk in the Spirit. Let me tell you why you like to talk about negatives and be critical of people. It's because you don't walk in the Spirit. Because if you walk in the Spirit, you have the fruit of the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit is love. And if you have love, then you don't have to work for joy. You've got joy. If you have love, you don't have to work for peace. You have peace. If you have love, the Bible says love is the fulfilling of the law. It's the fulfillment of all if you have love. Now, you say, okay, preacher, I've got to get love. I've got to get love. I've got to get love. You don't do it that way. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. And a fruit of the Spirit comes by walking in the Spirit. Let me tell you something. There's nothing that this great crowd tonight needs as much as the individuals in this house need to walk in the Spirit of God. Go to any bookstore tonight and look at the books on joy. Just look at them. And I don't want to say this, but I've got to say it because I believe it. We've got too many books telling us how to have good Christian temperaments. And I've got a friend that wrote one of those. I like him. I preach for him. I like the guy very, very much. But he spent a lot of time unnecessarily. I mean, look. If you want to have joy, you don't have to read somebody's book on 75 steps to joy. 66 ways to get joy. The only way you'll get joy is getting love. And if you get love, you have to have the fruit of the Spirit, and you get the fruit of the Spirit by walking in the Spirit. Two words. If you want to have joy, two words. Love and Spirit. Let's go back and say Spirit and love. Now, I don't care. Listen, I don't care how many psychologists you go to. And I don't care how many books you read. Now, you listen. I don't care how many books you read. And I don't care how many of these little love potion books you can find in almost every airport in America today. I don't care how many of them you read. You're not going to get love by reading a book by somebody that's got it. You're going to have to go back to the source of love, and God is love. And if you have true, real love, you've got to get it from the Spirit of God, because the fruit of the Spirit is love. And you've got to walk in the Spirit. You want to have joy. You know, let me talk to you for a minute now, not preach to you. There are too many of you that don't have joy because you're griping all the time. Always criticizing something. If you want an open season on Hiles Anderson College, for example. Open season. I want to make an announcement tonight. Brother, when you criticize Hiles Anderson College, you criticize Jack Hiles. My name's on that college, and I believe in it. You say, I don't agree with everything out there. But I don't agree with everything you wear either. I don't go up and get up and announce it. I don't like the way some of you folks wear your hair. I don't get up and announce it. Now listen to me. The reason you complain is you're running with complainers. The reason you criticize is you're running with critics. The reason you gossip, and I'm not talking tonight about things that aren't true even. I'm talking about things that are true. Brother, I don't want to be, I don't want to carry a cloud everywhere I go. I just don't want to do it. Brother, when folks see me coming, I want them to say, there comes a fellow that's going to make me feel better. Now listen to me. I'm not trying to help myself. I'm trying to help you. But you're not going to have joy till you have love, and you're not going to have love till you walk in the Spirit, and you're going to become like the people you walk with.
Now that means, brother, you walk in the Spirit, you become like the Spirit. A lot of you folks are spending too much time with each other. You don't spend enough time alone. You can't walk in the Spirit at a party. Not against parties, occasionally. But you can't walk in the Spirit. You know what? The reason you get together is because you lack security. You can't be alone very much. But until you learn to be alone and walk in the Spirit of God, you'll never have love and you'll never have joy. Because joy comes only from love, and love comes only from the Spirit, and the Spirit comes only from walking in the Spirit of God. I feel sorry for some of you folks. I really do. I feel sorry for you gloom spreaders. Folks can't get around you 5 minutes till they hear somebody criticize or something criticized. You never run a hot dog stand, but you dead sure could tell somebody how to do it better than they're doing it. I mean, the honest, simple truth is you're hurting yourself. And look, I'll tell you why you're that way. You're hanging around folks that are that way. Now, if you'll hang around the Spirit, you'll get like Him. You know, back yonder when John Rice was living, and Bill Rice was living, and Dr. Vick was living, and Bob Jones Sr. was living, I'd come back from preaching on a Wednesday night, and I didn't have to tell you who I was with. Because I came back on Wednesday night and said, open your Bibles, please, to John chapter 17. You know, that's catching. Dr. Rice did that. It's catching. Or if I came back in and said, okay, neighbor, howdy, neighbor, by the way. Folks would say, you've been Dr. Bill Rice. If I came back in and said, now, I want to say this. Folks would say, you've been Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Let me tell you something, brother. I picked up, I got a little note the other day from Tom, you must have gone from Tom Kimmel, one of our deacons. And he said, you remind me of Dr. Rice so much. He said, more and more, you remind me of John Rice. He said, how you must have loved him. Well, you can't walk with a fellow 22 years without looking like him some. You can't walk with a fellow 22 years without your voice sounding a little bit like his. You can't walk with a fellow 22 years without somehow picking up some of his mannerisms. You can't do it. And you can't walk with the Holy Spirit 20 years without picking up his mannerism. Oh, my soul in heaven, I hunger for our folks to be spiritual. I really do. I hunger for our teenagers to get spiritual. I guess I cry more about that than any of the 10 things in this church. I hunger for our teenagers to love the Word of God. I hunger for our teenagers to love to pray. I hunger for our teenagers to want to get close to the front instead of close to the back. I hunger for that. My heart is hungry tonight for God to raise up here on this corner a group of spiritual people. And you're not going to be spiritual hanging around the unspiritual. You're not going to cure your critical nature hanging around the critics. You're not going to cure your gossip hanging around the gossips. You're not going to cure your melancholy hanging around the melancholy. You're not going to cure your scandalizing hanging around the scandalizers. You're only going to cure it when you walk with Him who possesses love, and that love includes joy. Walk in the Spirit. Walk. I'm not trying to correct anything in this church tonight, except you. I have no problems I'm trying to solve, no fears I have, no apprehensions, none. I want you to have joy. And you're not going to have joy because you look for a book in the bookstore on how to get it. You're going to have joy when you walk with Him who is joy incarnate. You're going to have joy when you walk in the Spirit of God, because to walk with Him, you look like Him, you act like Him, and He is love. And He gives you love in the package called love. There's joy. Go to any bookstore. Look at the shelves. And find the books on peace. God puts it in two words. Love, Spirit. You walk in the Spirit, that's all you got to do. I think I'll write a book sometime. Did you ever read that book on things I've learned about women? Did you ever buy a copy of it? About that thick. About 500 blank pages. Things I've learned about women. It was written together. All the men in the world got together and wrote that book. I can write a 500-page book on how to have peace, and 499 will be blank, and all the lines except one line on the page that's not blank will be blank, and all of the words on that line, only three words on that line, four words, walk in the Spirit. For if you walk in the Spirit, Galatians says, you will have love. If you have love, you will have peace. Let's get along with each other, somebody says. Let's get together and let's bear the hatchet. I can beat that. Don't ever buy a hatchet. But if you don't, but if you're going to bear it, let somebody else bear it so you will know where it is. Now listen to me. Go to any psychiatrist's office tonight or tomorrow and you'll find some shrink who's shrunk. I'll be honest with you. I haven't gotten the use for any of them. I'm serious. Say, you'd think a Christian psychologist is some kind of a deified part of the Trinity. I mean, I'll be honest with you. And they'll have you have a patient on the couch, and they'll be trying to teach him how he can control his temper. Tell you how you can control it. You hang around somebody that never loses his. You hang around somebody, you say, let me tell you something, buddy. He says, go ahead. I need to hear it. Well, I'm going to get my way. That's exactly what I'd like for you to do, is get your way. Pretty soon he'll say, you're no fun to be around. You won't even, but I'll guarantee you, you become what you run with. And you'll be exactly like the crowd you run with. And again, I'm not trying to solve any church splits. I'm not trying to solve any church wars. I am trying to tell you, as a loving pastor, in God's name, if you want to have joy, you get love. You want to have love, it's the fruit of the Spirit. You want the fruit of the Spirit, you walk in the Spirit, and you'll have love, and that includes joy, and that includes peace. Whole secret's walk in the Spirit. That's the whole thing. Walk in the Spirit. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Walk in the Spirit is not just for preachers. Don't misunderstand me. But most of you fellows, when you pray, Lord, fill our preacher tonight with the Spirit. How about the rest of these rascals? Huh? How about everybody else? I don't find any place in this Bible that has one power for the preacher, another power for the layman. I find no place. Hey, listen to me. I'm preaching to you. Listen to me. I've got a message from God tonight. I'm tired of you grinning and looking. I want you to hear what I've got to say. My soul in heaven. We're going to psychiatrists and psychologists and reading books for the drones. And yet we don't have joy. We don't have peace. Why? Because we don't walk in the Spirit. Oh, let me tell you something tonight. America was a lot better off when we got in these cities. Brother, when Uncle George had a farm and he spent all day with a plow, he was better off. Had time to walk with God. We've gotten here and all gotten together because of our lack of security, and we're afraid to be alone. And brother, until you get to a place where you're alone, you'll not walk with God.
And somebody says, well, he's a loner. Well, anybody who walks with God is going to be called by this old nervous world a loner. Somebody's got to learn to walk with God.
All over America. All over America. People go to the...
Listen.
One lady said the other day to me, she said, I spent $75 for 30 minutes. $75 for 30 minutes. Look. I can beat that price. And I'll guarantee I can do a whole lot more than she, he or she can. I guarantee you. He said, I can't get to you, but you can get to the Spirit. He's available. You can get to Him. You get to Him, and you walk in the Spirit, you will have His fruit, and that's love. And included in that love is joy, peace, long-suffering. Go to any house where a good mother is tonight who has little children. And she'll teach those children to be kind. And I'm not against that. I think a child ought to try to be kind. But the truth is, it'll never work permanently. I think we ought to try to restrain ourselves and if possible, have forced kindness. May I say this? And I say it unashamedly and willingly and gladly. But you're looking at a fellow tonight that's about as original as a paper doll. God let me for years walk with great men. And my walking with great men and observing them, they by osmosis worked their way into me. I can hear Dr. I'll walk up and I'll say, Brother John, come here. You're a little boy tonight, we're going to say. And I'll be signing Bible somewhere. And here I'm signing the Bible. And I'll give the Bible back to the person. And I'll say, folks, wait here. I want you to pray for me. Because I've developed an illness. And I want to ask you folks that are whose Bibles I'm signing to pray for me. My illness is a twitch in my left arm. It just flies up like that, some little boy over here. I don't know what caused it. Anybody know what caused it? There it goes again. A twitch in my left arm. Sometimes it gets real bad. And a twitch in my left arm. Now, you know why I got that? Many a night I've seen Dr. John Rice when he was tired and weary in his 70s and 80s. Little boy would be here about that high. And he'd say, I'd like to have one like you. What's the going price for little boys like that? He said to the mother and daddy, I'll give you $1.98 for this boy. And after I check him out a little bit, I might make that $2.49. I wonder where I got that twitch. By the way, that twitch is always cured when a fellow's bigger than I am beside me. I got the divine healing. But now, I was a young preacher. I love little children, but I didn't love them like I do now. But it by osmosis, it became a part of me. Why? Because I walked with probably the greatest Christian I ever knew for 22 years. And he became a part of me. I couldn't help it. By the way, I wouldn't help it if I could help it. One of the statements I hate the most, be yourself. Be yourself. If you're yourself, we'll all be in jail by tomorrow night. Don't you try to be like anybody else. You just be yourself. You hear it out in the college, do you want to throw up in the aisle? Don't try to be a Bob Jones. What's wrong with that? Bob Jr. tried and succeeded. Bob the Third tried and succeeded. I'm saying, what's wrong with it? Now, don't misunderstand me. I am saying there's no way that you can watch Dr. John Rice one time. I could have watched him one time
and said, that's the way I want to be. I'll make myself like him. You don't do it that way. For 22 years, you get up in the morning and eat breakfast with him. And you go to, in the same car to church. And you sit out there and listen to him and pray for him while he preaches. And stand up and preach while he prays for you. And go out to eat after service with him. And then maybe witness to somebody in the afternoon. And go back that night and fly on airplanes and stay in motels and hear him pray. And feel his heartbeat and bless God. You're going to have some things rub off on you. And there's no way in the world you can walk in the Spirit without having love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and kindness and goodness and meekness and faith and temperance rub off on you. And your need tonight is not to try to put these things on, but get to Him who is love and who is joy and walk with Him. And you'll be amazed how much like Him you become. My heart aches tonight. My heart aches for our folks to be spiritual. Go to any house or any church this morning where a faithful pastor preached or preaches. And you hear him preach very long and you'll have him preach, hear him preach on goodness. Live a good life. Turn from your sin. Be good. Be clean. Be consecrated. Be separated. The honest, simple truth is God puts it in two words. Love, Spirit. I go back to my old preachers. You walk with Lester Roloff all your time, all the time. Just, when he's alive, just fly with him. By the way, that'll give you faith. I said something the last time I preached for him I wish I'd never said. I meant it, but I wish I hadn't said it. I did not know what was going to happen. I went down to preach for his 50th anniversary party in the ministry. Not party, but celebration. And they had me come down and bring a message. And I said, Lester Roloff may be, no doubt, one of the greatest Christians who ever lived. As a Christian, super. As a preacher, incomparable. As a prayer, tremendous. As a pilot, lousy. I did not know that before many weeks he'd be killed in a plane crash, and I'm a little sorry I said that. I'll guarantee you one thing. You just spend all your time while he's alive with Lester Roloff. That'll cure your drinking. It'll cure your drinking most anything but water. I'll guarantee you. I mean, brother, you look at him, watch you drink coffee. You want you about three cups, and that's it. I'll guarantee you right now in heaven, he's got a golden juicer right beside him where he is now. And he plucks that fruit off the tree of life and juices it. You walk with Lester Roloff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you'll quit your smoking. You walk with Jesus. You walk in the Spirit 24 hours a day and you'll quit it too. You'll never get good by trying to be good. You'll get good when you have love. Because goodness is a part of love. But you won't get love till you get the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit's gotten by walking in the Spirit. Go to any church service and you'll find preachers preaching on faith. Trust God. Trust Him. Cast your care on Him. Put your faith in Him. He'll see you through. But you can't build faith. You can't tack on faith. Faith comes by two words. Love and Spirit. Love and Spirit. Same way joy comes. Same way peace comes. Same way long-suffering comes. Same way kindness, gentleness comes. Same way goodness comes. Same way meekness comes. Same way temperance comes. Because these eight things are but a description of the ingredients of love, and love is the fruit of the Spirit.
You go to any Sunday school class where a teacher teaches children, you go there very long, you will find some teacher saying, we're supposed to be humble. We're supposed to be meek. But you don't get meek because you try to be invisible. You don't work on meekness. You can't get meek by working on meekness. You can't get joy by trying to get joy. You can't get peace by trying to get peace. You can't get goodness by trying to get goodness. You can't get faith by trying to get faith. You can't get long-temperedness by trying to have a long temper. You can't do it. You walk in the Spirit. The Spirit gives you the fruit, and that fruit is love. And these things are included in the package we call love. You go to any psychologist, and that psychologist, in fact, listen to your radio. Don't drink in excess. Don't drink in excess. Be temperate. Don't overindulge anything. But you can't do that yourself. It's impossible. Hey, that's why you can't diet. You've taken every diet pill there is known to man and woman. But temperance doesn't come because you work at it. And I'm not preaching against being overweight tonight. I will in about a month. And I will preach harder when I can breathe again. I'm changing cleaners. Every pair of pants I've got, they've shrunk. No more. We're starting at the outside and it won't work. No psychologist can give you temperance. No book can give you joy. No Sunday school teacher can give you meekness. And no counselor can give you peace. There is no way in the world I cannot give you joy. Now I can bring you to church and I mean, have you come to church and I can make you laugh a little bit. We can have a good time and you may feel better for a while, but that's not joy. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, how do you do it? The fruit of the Spirit is love. And when you get the love of Christ in your soul, joy is in that package. You can't force it. You can't tack it on. You can't make it. Nobody else can make it for you. I can't give it to you. But bless God, I can tell you somebody with whom you can walk and He'll let you have it. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Now, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? I must just quickly say a few things, and this won't cover it all. First thing you've got to do is you've got to spend much of your life alone. We're listening to too much Christian radio, if there is such thing. You can turn that thing on, listen to everybody that's on that station. But brother, there's no way in the world they can give you what you're looking for. We're listening, watching too much Christian TV, if there is such a thing. First thing you've got to do is you've got to learn to take several hours every day of your life and be by yourself. That may mean you have to stay up after everybody else going to bed. It may mean you have to get up before folks get up. I met God in the morning when the day was at its best. And His presence came like glory with His sunrise on my breast. All day long His presence lingered. All day long He stayed with me. And we sailed in perfect calmness over a very troubled sea. Other ships were torn and battered. Other ships were sore distressed. But the winds that seemed to drive them brought to me a peace and rest. Then I thought of other mornings with a keen remorse of mine when I too had left the blessing of His presence far behind. So I think I've learned the secret, learned from many a troubled way. If you meet God in the morning, you can have Him all the day. And if you're going to, listen, if you want real joy, you're going to have to get it from the package called love. And if you get love, you're going to have to get it from the Holy Spirit. And if you get get it from the Holy Spirit. You're going to have to get it by walking in the Spirit. Now, the word walk means manner of life. This make your manner of life in the Spirit. You've heard me say this. Every morning I get up, one of the first things I do, after I check my driver's license and figure out who I am, is I get on my knees and say, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you today. And help me to cross the path today of those whom Jesus, whose paths Jesus would help if He lived in my shoes. Mid-morning, I get alone and say, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you now. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path today of those whose path Jesus would cross if He walked in my shoes today. Noontime, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you today. I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He lived in my shoes. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or mid-afternoon, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you today. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He walked in my path. 6 o'clock at night, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. Before I go to bed, the same thing, 7 times a day. You walk in the Spirit, you've got to do something else. You've got to obey Him. You've got to obey Him. What He says in the book, you've got to obey. You don't have to obey to be saved. You obey to walk in the Spirit. I'm talking to folks tonight. Would give anything in the world if you could defeat your critical nature. Give anything in the world if you could defeat your negativism. And you've tried it. You know, one New Year's resolution to take care of all the others, walk in the Spirit. Take care of all of them. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? It means to yield. It means to obey. What else it mean? It means to live in the book. Live in the book. Let me give you. Hey, listen. Let me give you an idea. Be sure that you spend more time. Listen now. You be sure you spend more time every week alone with God than you spend with any other person in the world. That's step one. You just be sure that you spend more time with God. I don't mean in His presence. I mean fellowshipping with Him. Number two. You be sure, listen to me, you be sure that you spend more time in this book than you do watching television or listening to the radio or reading papers or magazines. Now I'll tell you something. You don't live in this book, you'll never have love. You may have what this heathen world calls love. I think about that. That picture I saw on the front page of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram 30 years ago. This gal had just shot her husband in the head. He was lying on a sidewalk. Blood oozing out of his head. Dead as a cucumber. And she was looking down at him with the gun still pointing toward him and smoke coming out of the gun. And she said, "Oh, how I loved you. I just never have wanted that much love." You can have synthetic love. But if you have real, genuine love, you won't get it unless you walk in the book. No other way. No other way. Walk in the Spirit. As you walk in the Spirit, He gives you the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is one word, L-O-V-E, love. And when He gives you love, He gives you a package called love. And in that love, you open that package and you'll find joy. And you'll find peace. And you'll find gentleness and kindness. And you'll find goodness and faith. And you'll find meekness and temperance. The secret is to walk in the Spirit. Oh, how I wish you would. How I wish you would. We got too much. And I'm not trying to cure a thing tonight. This is not one of those those policy-curing sermons. Not a thing in the world tonight. I just don't want you to be the kind of person that's always talking bad about something. I just don't want you to be that way. You don't have to be. But the next time somebody walks up to you and says to you, "Boy, I just don't agree with thus and so." Well, now look, honey. We none of us have time to list all the things with which we don't agree. It'd take me a lifetime to tell you what I don't agree with about the Christian Science movement. We don't have to. Next time somebody does that, you mark it down. They don't walk in the Spirit. And you hang around them, and you won't walk in the Spirit. Because you, by osmosis, take in the attributes of people with whom you walk. I know. I don't try to copy anybody. But brother, you hear me preach. You hear me preach for about 3 or 4 weeks. And I guarantee you, you'll see some Lee Robertson in me, and I hope you do. And you'll see some John R. Rice in me, a heap of it, and brother, I hope you do. And you'll see some Lester Roloff in me, a heap of it, I hope you do. And you'll see some Tom Malone in me, and I hope you do. And you'll see some Bob Jones Sr. in me, I hope you do. Because through these years, hear me carefully, hear me very, very carefully, I've chosen folks I walk with. I've not chosen folks I talk with some. But brother, I'll guarantee you, if I ever spend 30 minutes with you, it'll be on purpose. Did you hear what I said? If I ever spend 30 minutes with you, I will have chosen to do so. Because I'm going to pick the people to be with for 30 minutes is that I want to be like. And the one that I want to be like the most is the blessed Lord Jesus, who walked in the Spirit. And if I can walk in the same Spirit in which He walked, then I can have the same love that He possessed. And in that love that He possessed, I can have joy. And I can have peace. And all the other 8 things included in love. Look at me and I'm through. Are you walking in the Spirit? John 6:63 says this book is Spirit. Are you walking in the Spirit? Huh? Are you yielding to Him? Are you obeying Him? Are you living in His book? I do not think tonight you ought to go home and scratch people off your list of friends. I do think that hundreds of you ought to go home and scratch the list of people with whom you eat, with whom you play, with whom you spend much time. Not because you're trying to hurt them, but you're trying to keep them being hurt. You say, how can you help people if you're not with them? You don't catch good health, or bad health, good health. You don't catch good health. One hepatitis plus no hepatitis equal 2 hepatitis. The guy's got the flu. You don't find himself doesn't have it and have them breathe on each other. No, you don't. And then you decide tonight that you're going to spend time with your Savior. And He walks with me and He talks with me. And He tells me I'm His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And in walking with Him, I obtain His fruit, which is love. And in that love, there's a beautiful orchestra whose instruments are called joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which are never gotten apart from love, which is never gotten apart from the Holy Spirit, which is never gotten apart from His fruit, which is never gotten apart from walking in the Spirit. Our Heavenly Father.